Got a big project and a little ambition? You're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Put a smile on your face, a skip in your step, a sparkle in your eye. It's our job every single Saturday morning to show up and broadcast to all of you, the Arizona homeowners, the information you need to protect yourself from, like, this guy the Register of Contractors just put away. Congratulations, Director Bill Mundell and the entire team of detectives they've got working for him over there.
He was a bad guy?
He was a bad guy.
What'd he do?
Bad guy. He collected deposit checks from 11 different people and never bothered to buy a box of nails for a single one of the jobs.
That's a bad guy.
Bad guy. Bad guy. Bad guy. Bad guy. Romy, what have you gotten away for us over there, buddy, in the digital newsroom? People are contacting us constantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at rosieonthehouse.com. We try and answer as many of those. Are we still answering every one of those? I mean,
everyone, even when they're like this. You would think if somebody read our email, they wouldn't know we were a home improvement-focused organization.
Okay.
Mark, Rosie, where's the best place to watch LSU games? Well, our backyard, of course.
Yeah, my house.
Oh, goodness. Well, just go to, look up the LSU alumni. They have a place. They used to go to the Blue Moon. They have there's one over on Camelback, and then there's one over on 7th
Scottsdale,
Street.
There's one out in Scottsdale. So. I'll tell you what, probably one of the worst things that's ever happened to me in my inability to sleep well at night is the new SEC channel.
Oh, is that keeping you up at night?
Deadly. It's like, honey.
You
can record it.
Well, that's true. The other night I was a little restless, so I thought, well, I'll get up and just read for a little while. But then I remembered we have the SEC channel.
SEC Network, uh-oh.
I don't think I got back to bed till about 1:30. I can tell you so many trivia facts about the SEC, you wouldn't believe it, buddy.
This is
oh, really?
Get old really quick.
All right.
What else have you got there? Who else has been reaching out to us?
Well, we have a lot of different questions. I like how this one starts. Dearest Rosie.
Uh-oh.
Dearest.
Uh-oh.
And she's trying to set
later
butter
on me
something
up.
Here.
Butter me up.
Listen to you for years.
Uh-huh.
This is what I need.
Oh, gosh.
She's trying to get her mom's roof re-roofed.
Okay.
Her mom's home re-roofed. They don't have a budget for it.
They don't have a budget?
They don't have any money for it. What they're looking for is trade. They've got $20,000 that they estimate and oil and mechanic tools they want to trade for the job. So we got a swap and shop going on now. You were dealing with the air conditioning testing the other way, and you were
trading out
some parts. So
that's right.
They must have heard that and thought, well, this is a swap and shop show now.
Well, I may be interested
you
in
may
this
re-roof
deal.
It for $20,000 in old tools?
I never saw a tool I didn't need or a piece of dirt I didn't love. So she may have just suckered me right into that deal. I'll give her a call.
And this is a little redundant if you were listening last hour, because, man, it seemed like every call was from Tucson. We were talking about the Magic Garden Nursery, but they also a landscaper, which is exactly what Jim is looking for, someone to design and build his outdoor living area. The Magic Garden Nursery, it's very deceiving when I say call Tony Sarah, and they say, well, Tony or Sarah. No, that's his name. Tony's his first
Sarah.
Name. Sarah's his last name. He's the guy with two first names, and he'll be with us. Is it the 18th or the 19th?
Saba Home Show?
Yeah. Well, I know it's both. What day is that? Saturday. But he'll be on air with us then?
It's too many weeks. I'm thinking about is next week right now.
And we're wrapping up our emergency preparedness. We started last Veterans Day. We covered just basic categories for preparedness if you needed to be self-sufficient for a couple of days through a power outage, or you couldn't cross to get out of your road because it was flooded.
Had a few homeowners subject to that situation exactly this week.
Or if you needed to pack up and go stay at a hotel for a little bit because your floor's flooded, like the front page of KTAR.com yesterday, that guy walking through his home in knee-deep water.
Yes.
So this one in particular for this, you know, we broke it down into 12 different categories. We've covered food, water, medical, We've even covered it in entertainment. What are you going to do with the power out for 3 days? And you can't get up and go watch the SEC Network.
Oh, no.
Till 1 o'clock in the morning. You're going to have to open your book back up. But you can't read if you don't have a kerosene candle and the power's out. So we covered having some things for entertainment, musical instruments, board games of the sort. Lighting was another one completely. Well, this one, it's what if you just had to get up and go for a little bit. A lot of people call it bug out bags. A lot of people call it get home bags. Mine's kind of both. I carry my truck. I have a lot of commute if I broke down and had to walk home or just camp out.
You don't think anybody would pick you up?
You know, I don't know.
But you're ready.
I don't travel regularly traveled roads.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to hang out and wait to find out for
that.
Someone to happen by.
I hear that.
So we've got it posted online. It just talks through what basic things you need. And it's a fine balance between what you can carry and what's nice to have and living without a lot of the basic accommodations we've grown not accustomed and spoiled to. So,
and that resource guide is on our website, rosieonthehouse.com.
Under emergency preparedness, broken down into 12 sections. And this is a bug out or get home bag, whichever you want to call it.
Jennifer used to call it maternity bag.
Yeah.
ready to go. You were talking about all the calls from Tucson. We have Jill calling from Marana. We'll get to her right after this short break.
She wants to talk about a new mountain cabin she has.
Yeah.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.